Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. We're throwing a welcome home dinner for family friends who just moved back to our small town. There's beef on the menu, of course, and there have to be potatoes. I'm also whipping up the bread. You'll be amazed at how divine two ingredients can be. Then, for a real show-stopping finale, a huge four-layer chocolate strawberry layer cake. Welcome to my frontier. I'm having a big welcome home dinner for the Tulsons, who just moved back to Pawhuska after years of city life. Mike Tulson actually grew up in Pawhuska, but he and his wife, Bev, have lived in the city. They just moved back last year, and I've been wanting to have them over for a long time. And I thought a great big ranch-style dinner would be perfect. I'm whipping up a huge, and I mean huge, four-layer chocolate cake. It's gonna be dripping with cream and strawberries. The cake starts with 4 cups of flour and 4 cups of sugar. And then I'll add 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And that's it for the dry ingredients. Now I'll grab the wonderful chocolate mixture, which is what makes this cake so moist and so delicious. It's just melted butter that gets whisked together with a good amount of cocoa. Then you just add boiling water and let the mixture boil for about 30 seconds or so. All right, now I'm just gonna give the dry ingredients a quick mix. And then with the mixer on, I'm gonna drizzle in the chocolate mixture. It's really still hot, so I'm just mixing it into the dry ingredients a little bit just to cool it down. No need to finish mixing it. All right, now I've got 4 eggs in a bowl, and I'll add 1 cup of buttermilk. All right, and then 2 teaspoons of vanilla. 1, 2. And then 2 teaspoons of baking soda. This is such an easy cake. This is the same cake my mother-in-law handed to me when Lad and I were engaged. It's gotten me through a lot of rough times in life. All right, just mix it up. Now I'll turn the mixer back on, and then I'll just drizzle this mixture right in. The great thing about this cake is you can mix it by hand if you want. You don't have to whip it. Just mix it till it's combined. Tonight's gonna be really fun. Mike and Bev actually have a teenage son named Marshall, and he's coming along. In fact, all the kids will be there, so it's gonna be a great party. The batter's all mixed. Tap off the paddle. Now, I've got 4 cake pans, and I greased them and put a little disc of parchment in the bottom because I don't want the cake to stick. And then I'll just pour probably 1 cup, 1.5 cups of batter into each one. All right, grab another one. The cake layers are gonna bake at 350 for about 20 minutes or so. This is gonna be a masterpiece, I'm excited. You know, Steve Tulson and his wife Sheila have been friends of ours for a long time, so when we found out Mike Tulson and his family were moving to Pawhuska, we were excited. Steve is a realtor in Pawhuska, and our two families go way, way back. When Steve's father recently passed away, his brother Mike and his wife Bev decided to move back to Pawhuska with their son Marshall, who's about Alex's age.
Ree and Lad Drummond have been kind enough to invite us over this weekend. I know we'll enjoy Ree's cooking, and I just hope they're ready for Marshall. Do you think Ree and Lad know how much this guy can put away?
All right, the cakes are all baked and cooled. Now I'm going to move on to assembling this big old dessert. For extra richness and gooiness, I'm going to add a layer of chocolate hazelnut spread to the top of each cake layer. Put about 3/4 cup scoops. That's a lot, but I love this stuff. It's so delicious. Then I'll just spread it all out. This stuff is so amazing. That's all spread out. So I will very, very carefully lift this layer, put it on the cake stand. Now, I've got some whipped cream. I did about 1 quart of cream to 1 cup of sugar, whipped it till it was really stiff. And I'll just plop it by the spoonful right over the top. And then just spread it out. I had to figure out a way to cut all this chocolate richness. What better way to do that than with sweetened whipped cream? This is the logic that gets me into trouble sometimes. Now the next addition for a little sweetness and color, strawberries. I just sliced up some strawberries, lots and lots of strawberries. Then I added some sugar to sweeten them up, threw in a little vanilla. Then I just tossed everything together and let it macerate for about 15 minutes or so. Then I just drained them really well. All right, now I'll just put a nice layer of strawberries right on top of the cream. I definitely wanted to drain the strawberries. I didn't want them to be too watery, too liquidy, because I don't want the cake to get soggy. Now I'm gonna keep on building until all 4 layers are done. I'm making a great big dinner for old friends and new friends. We're having the Tolsons over to celebrate their coming home to Pawhuska. Now I'm gonna finish up this big old cake. I've got the last layer. My goodness, this is enormous. Okay, now I'll put on the last of the cream. Ooh, there might be enough for me to lick the bowl. All right. Now I'll just very, very carefully spread this out. To be honest, I don't know if this cake would forgive me if I put another layer on top, so it's a good thing I'm stopping here. Now I'll put the last of the strawberries. Lad, Paige, and the boys are out working on the ranch today, and I told Alex and her best friend Meg that they could be totally in charge of the table setting tonight. It'll be fun to see what they come up with. Okay, the cake is done. Now I'm just gonna put it in the fridge until it's unveiling tonight.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do that over.
Look at Check these out.
These are cool. They have kind of a little stand.
Oh, these are cute.
They're cute.
We can use these for napkin rings.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Oh, I like the orange one.
I think we have enough.
All right.
So let's go pay.
All right.
Hi. Hi.
I'm moving forward with the big dinner. I'm going with the meat and potatoes plan. I'm making some roasted garlic mashed potatoes to go with the beef I'll make. I've got 10 pounds of potatoes that I boiled until they were tender, and I've been mashing them over low heat just to let a lot of the steam release. They're pretty well mashed, so I'm gonna add the good stuff. And by good stuff, I mean 3 sticks of butter. We're gonna have 17 people at the dinner tonight, so it's really not that much butter. And then the secret ingredient for any mashed potatoes I make, a package of softened cream cheese. The cream cheese just adds extra creaminess to the potatoes, kind of acts as a binder, gives them a great texture. Okay, now I'll add 1 cup of half and half. Again, remember, 17 people, a lot of potatoes. Okay, that's good. And then because it makes them delicious and because I just can't help myself, a splash of heavy cream. A splash and a half, let's say. Okay, and then good amount of salt. This is a lot of potatoes to season. And a really good amount of black pepper. Okay, now I'll mash this all together. Oh my gosh, This might take a while. I don't want to rush it. The butter was soft, the cream cheese was soft, so it's pretty much instantly melting into the hot potatoes. All right, so I'm gonna grab the roasted garlic. It's been in the oven. Oh, it smells so good. I love mashed potatoes, but roasted garlic mashed potatoes are just over the top. Roasting garlic is really a cinch. You just chop the tops off of a few bulbs of garlic, just enough to expose the cloves. Then put them into a pan that's been coated with olive oil. Drizzle the tops with a little more olive oil. This gives them a coating of moisture so they won't burn. Then sprinkle on some salt, a little pepper, then cover the pan with foil and roast them at 375 degrees for about 45 minutes until they're soft. The garlic's all roasted. It's so soft. All I have to do is give the bulbs a little squeeze and the roasted cloves just fall right out. I'm using a lot, but when garlic roasts, it gets really, really mild, so it won't be too overpowering. Okay, I think that's the very last bulb. So I'm gonna go to a spoon now and just get all of this worked in. Okay, now, right before dinner, the potatoes are gonna bake. Oh, so I'm gonna throw them into a great big dish, big enough to hold 10 pounds of potatoes. And when I get all the potatoes in the dish, I'm gonna dot the top with just a little extra butter. Can't hurt.
Does your mom not like any flowers, or does she like them all?
No, she likes all color. Okay. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Okay, I'm just gonna use about 6 tablespoons, and I'll just press it right into the surface of the mashed potatoes. And then when these bake in the oven, the butter's gonna melt, even more good things are gonna happen. All right. Now these are just gonna go into a 350 degree oven until party time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm moving forward with the food for the big dinner party tonight, having some old friends and new friends over. I'm gonna make a couple of delicious roasted beef tenderloin. Beef tenderloin, without question, is my favorite cut of beef. It is so flavorful, so delicious, and so tender, hence the name. I'm gonna season the tenderloins with a whole bunch of crushed peppercorns. I've got some beautiful tricolor peppercorns, put them in a plastic bag, and I'm gonna break them up with a rolling pin. This is part of why I love tenderloin, because I always get to crush peppercorns, get out my aggressions for the week. I'm just breaking them apart. They'll still have some beautiful color. I think they're crushed. Okay, now I'm gonna really generously season the tenderloins with kosher salt. The thing about tenderloins is you roast them whole and then slice it after it's done. So you wanna really generously season the outside because each slice of tenderloin doesn't have a whole lot of surface area. Okay, get a nice coating on there. Now, this is a little bit of an unusual ingredient, but I always sprinkle a little bit of sugar on the top of my roasted beef tenderloins. The sugar doesn't make the tenderloin sweet at all. It just sort of enhances the savory. It's a magical thing. Okay, now I'm gonna sprinkle on the beautiful peppercorns. So I'll just sprinkle them over the top of the beef. Try to get as many of them to stay on as possible. The peppercorns add great flavor, but they also give the meat just a little bit of spice, and that's really, really nice. So once I get it all over the top, then I'll just pat and press into the beef. Okay, now I always use meat thermometers when I roast tenderloin because the worst thing you can do in life is overcook a tenderloin. So I just stick them into the ends. I'll keep an eye on the thermometers while they're in the oven and make sure they don't go too far. Now the tenderloins are gonna roast in a really hot oven, about 475 for 20 to 30 minutes. And they're gonna be delicious. Now I'm gonna wash my hands and then I just have one more thing to do. Now I'll keep an eye on the temperature and I usually take the tenderloin out when they're at 125, 130 for medium rare. Now to go with the beef and mashed potatoes, I'm gonna make the bread. It's not just any bread, it's the bread. My mother-in-law and I figured this recipe out several years ago. It's the most simple bread you'll ever fix. It has two ingredients. Now, the reason it's so easy is it starts with a loaf of French bread. I slice it down the middle, and then I literally take one stick of softened butter, plop it on one of the halves, and then I'll use a dinner knife to spread the butter into a thin layer all over the surface. And I want the butter to cover every single square inch. So I put this in the oven for a little while and then crank up the broiler, and the butter just melts into the bread and starts to get a nice golden color on the top. It is divine. Now, Hyacinth's bringing a great big, beautiful green salad, so I think we're gonna have a really wonderful meal. Hey, girls. I thought you'd be walking through the door pretty soon. How are you? Well, did you get those in Pawhuska?
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. Pawhuska's the getting place these days.
Yeah.
Y'all did great. Why don't y'all get started? Because dinner's gonna be here before too long. All righty. Now I'm gonna go change my clothes and then I'll check on the girls.
You know, it'd be really cool.
What?
If everybody that they just took their bracelet with them.
After oh, yeah, that. They could take it home, kind of like a friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Beautiful. Good.
It really does. The color.
Oh, my goodness, girls.
You like it?
It is gorgeous.
Good.
I love it.
All right.
Looks good.
Good job.
Hello?
Marshall?
Hi, how are you?
Slap me some skin, bro.
Shuts girl.
Well, this is one of thank you. Many visits. I'm so glad you're here.
We're so glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Pat, let's go get a drink. Come on in, guys. I'll be back. I'm gonna get the food ready. Talk amongst yourselves. The party's in full swing. It is so good to see the Tulsans. We're having a great time. The food's gonna be ready any minute. I've just got some finishing touches to put on the beef. Now, I've been sizzling two sticks of butter, and I crushed four cloves of garlic and put it in earlier. I'm just fishing the garlic out, and I've gotten the butter to a really, really brown stage. I didn't want to burn it, but I wanted it to get really, really golden. This is gonna go over the top of the beef, which is smelling absolutely wonderful right now. Deep knee bin. This is a lot of beef right here. My goodness. Okay. Now I'm just gonna drizzle this wonderful garlic sizzling butter over the top. Yes, we pour butter on our beef here in Oklahoma. It's a fact. Okay, now I'm gonna cover the beef with foil and let it rest. It needs to rest about 10 minutes. Won't cover it tightly, just tint it over the top. Now I'm gonna grab the buttery bread, stick it in the oven, and then at the last minute, I'll crank up the broiler and get it warm.
No.
So what are you guys talking about?
Food.
Food.
All right, the meat's been resting, ready to carve it and serve it up. Beef looks so good. I think everybody's hungry. I'm just gonna cut it into pretty thick slices. We've got two whole tenderloins, so I can go pretty thick with the slices. Oh, yes, gorgeous. All right, now I'll get the bread out of the oven. Because the bread is so rich, I just cut it into small slices. Then it lasts a little longer. All right, bread's ready. We get all this food on the table. All right, guys, time to eat.
All right. Yeah,
absolutely. Ah, the boys sit anywhere you like.
I feel bad.
So, as I was saying, I'm real comfortable around you guys. Beef.
You'll have to declare one scoop or two.
Two scoops.
I want to propose a toast to old friends, new friends,
good friends.
Yeah, tradition. Cheers. Who wants dessert?
Oh, me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I just made a little bitty dessert.
I'm not going to get this every night.
Don't get used to this.
Yeah. Wow. Mike gets the first piece. Well, guys, it's really fun to have you over. So glad you're in Pahuska.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yay.
And if we'd known we were going to eat this good, we'd have moved here years ago.
Yes. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.